It's always a pleasure to be here. This is our home, and we can't live. So to God be the glory. So I wanted to welcome you all to the 2024 prayer conference. For my wife and I, it's been, you know, truly a joy to be part of this ministry. You know, it's something that was in our heart, but also Pastor reached out and told us that he wanted us to serve, and it was just so joyful for us to do that. So we're just grateful to be here, and it's been a joy serving with everybody else that's part of the ministry, whom you get to hear. So we want to thank God for that. So let us pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for your grace, mercy, compassion, for they fell not. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your midst, Lord, at your feet to hear your word, Lord. We pray, Father God, Lord, that the things we hear today, Lord, will germinate, Lord, in our heart, and that it will grow, Father God, that seed will grow. And Lord, that we know that this will bring glory to your name, and that also it will change our life, Lord, so that we can continue to be better steward for your kingdom. As we pray in Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen. So today, our topic is to pray without ceasing. Praise the Lord. What is the topic? Amen. To start, I want to talk about, you know, prayer and the importance of prayer. Prayer is extremely important, you know, especially in this time that we live in this dispensation. You know, praying in the Spirit is extremely critical. And to proceed, I want us to read our anchor verse, which we find in the book of Ephesians 6:18, and it says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Praise the Lord. So in this text, Paul was encouraging us to pray. As I said before, that prayer is critical. Paul himself was encouraging us to pray because he knows the power of prayer. Because without prayer, we, the believers, we can't, you know, effectively communicate with God. So we need prayer. So it's compulsory, it's important, it's critical, and it must be part of our daily life. But what Paul was also doing, he was warning us about the time to come. We know the time that we live in, where it's very perilous. There's a lot of evil going on in this time. So as we know that the gospel in itself, it's timeless. So the same truth that it was then, it's the same truth that it is now. And it's the same truth that is going to continue to be. Praise the Lord. So I am emphasizing on this because this day and age that we live in, you know, things like spiritism, it's all being glorified. You know, people are practicing all manners of rituals, you know, yogis, affirmation, burning sage, all these different things that people are into. But I'm here to let us know that this is not for us. That's not what God gave us, praise the Lord. God gave us prayer, praise the Lord. God gave us his word, and he told us to commit to it. And also for us to have effective prayer, that prayer must be rooted in the word of God. Do we agree? Yeah. Amen. Again, today I'm here to talk about the benefits and the importance of prayer. And the goal is not for me to, you know, criticize anybody's prayer life, but it's more of a call to action, you know, to share some insight in regards to prayer. And also to invite everyone here, whether you're here in person or online, into a lifestyle of prayer. Praise the Lord. Because like we said before, prayer is critical and we must do it. What is prayer? Prayer, as you know, God explained it to me, is a never-ending conversation with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In fact, for you to be an effective Christian, You need to pray, and you cannot succeed without prayer. Praise the Lord. Prayer in itself is a spiritual activity that's done by believers to engage with God and with His Spirit for worship, for fellowship, and for counseling. Praise the Lord. So when you engage in prayer, you engage in worship, you are engaging in fellowship, and you're also engaged in a counseling session. Praise the Lord. Because this is where God Himself set time to speak to us. And I'll say it once more. Prayer is effective spiritual communication between God and men. It gives us an opportunity to talk. It gives us an opportunity to fellowship. It gives us an opportunity to worship. And it gives us an opportunity to be counseled and also to listen to God. So therefore, constant prayer of faith is a great sign of a strong relationship with God. Praise the Lord. Constant prayer of faith is a strong sign of like a good relationship with God. And also, prayer in itself, it draws us closer to God. And I want to add this too. Prayer is a sign of humility. Prayer is what? A sign of humility. Because prayer is you saying, Lord, You are my God. You are my Savior. You are the pillar that holds my life. I can't go any further. I need your help. Praise the Lord. That's foundational to your faith. You have to acknowledge that God, He's the one that is in charge, that He's the Alpha and Omega. Praise the Lord. So I want us to be very clear. Don't let anyone fool you into believing that you don't need help. We need help from God. Praise the Lord. We need help from who? From God. Anyone that does not believe that they need help from God, you're sadly mistaken. You do not have what it takes to survive in this world. Praise the Lord. You need God's help. And God Himself confirms that in John 15:5. In John 15:5, it says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear what? Much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is nothing you can do without God. So, but in this text, when we hear bear much fruit, what does that mean? It means to be spiritually successful, praise the Lord. To bear much fruit as a Christian is for you to be spiritually successful, which eventually will transit into other areas of your life, praise the Lord. It means to do exploit, right? We read about, you know, Daniel, right? There's a verse that says that you shall, you know your God and you will do exploit. Praise the Lord. So if we want to do exploit, you know, in our spiritual life, we need to pray. Praise the Lord. That's foundational. And that prayer must be backed up by the Word of God. Amen. Now let's backtrack a little bit. Why was Paul encouraging us to pray? Paul was encouraging us to pray because he knows that the days are evil. Ephesians 5:16 says, you know, that we should make the most of our time because the days are what? Evil. So in these last days that we as believers, we must stand up, we must draw our line in the sand and say that we don't need coaching from anybody else except from the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we don't need inspiration from any other place except from the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Because there are no greater advisor in this world, you know, aside from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now let's go to Ephesians 6:12 and see what Paul was pointing us to. This is why Paul was encouraging us to pray. It says, because our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Now the question is, how does one deal with dark forces and dark evil forces and spiritual forces except that person commits to prayer? Praise the Lord. You do not have what it takes to deal with these forces without this supernatural gift, which is prayer. Praise the Lord. So therefore, we need to be mindful of who we are in Christ. And we have to live it out. Praise the Lord. You all remember when the disciple was trying to cast out, you know, this demon, right? This evil spirit. And they were struggling. And they went to Jesus and said, Jesus, we're struggling. What's going on? And Jesus, you know, in Matthew 17, 21, what did he say to them? He says, however, this guy does not go out except by prayer and fasting. The Bible says Jesus is the Word. So that came from himself. He says that, you know, even though that I am the Word, right? But I know that there is power in prayer. So Jesus, in this situation, he was coaching his disciple about the realities of prayer and fasting. And if you can look back to, you know, this year, 2024, what have we done? We have fasted, we have prayed, and we will continue to pray, right? Pray in the Spirit. Because we want to live a life that is according to Scripture. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to Romans 12:2. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So therefore, we should let Jesus be our coach. Just like the disciple went to Jesus, say, Lord, we're struggling with this one. How can you help us? And he gave him guidance. Praise the Lord. And then let's continue to read the verse. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. So I want us to understand that the new man that God has created us to be, that new man has a new mind. Praise the Lord. We cannot use old worldly strategies into this new spiritual life that we have now. Praise the Lord. We have to align this new life with the Word of God. Amen. And I want to encourage you to understand that the new man prays. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, they are what? A new creature. That new creature prays. Praise the Lord. That new creature is fast. Amen. And prayer pleases God. Praise the Lord. This is some debunking that I'm doing. Like, prayer pleases God. Amen. And Paul himself went further to encourage us about the importance of prayer. We can go to 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Let's read together. It says, always be what? Joyful. Never stop praying. Pray without ceasing. And verse 18 says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. This is additional encouragement that we're getting from Paul about the realities of prayer. It says, always be joyful. But there is something there. A lot of times we go to God, you know, when we have a challenge, you know, we don't show up joyful. But he tells us to come into his presence with songs and praise and thanksgiving, right? Praise the Lord. But also Paul is encouraging, says that never stop, you know, praying, let's say pray without ceasing and be thankful in all circumstances. Why? It's because God is in control. Praise the Lord. God is in control. He's sitting on his throne and he will not move. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the most interesting thing is that what does joy has to do with prayer? What does joy have to do with prayer? And the Lord opened my mind and made me realize that prayer is a form of rest. Praise the Lord. Because we said that prayer, you know, when you go to God in prayer, you know, it's a sign that you're humble. You say, Lord, I cannot do this alone, but I need your help. But he tells us to cast all his burden, right, upon him. Why? Because he cares. Amen. So prayer is a form of rest. And as we have read, anything that's not aligned with the verse that we just read in 1 Thessalonians, it's not for us, praise the Lord. Because the foundation of walking with Jesus effectively, you need to be able to do God's will. And praying is doing God's will. Amen. Amen. And I want us to understand that Jesus is the blueprint after which we should model our lives. Praise the Lord. Yes, if you're looking for someone to model your life after, then Jesus should be the first candidate. Praise the Lord. And that blueprint was given to us by God himself. So God is calling us to imitate Christ. Christ himself is calling us to imitate him. Praise the Lord. He tells us, even the Holy Spirit says that I will not do, or I will not point you in any direction that will not point you back to the word of God, that will not point you to Jesus or point you to God himself. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Philippians 4:9 and see what the word of God says. It says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. That also includes prayer. Praise the Lord. Do we agree? So you see? So God is saying, you see me pray, pray too. You see me lay hands on the sick, do it as well. Praise the Lord. Do as I do. Amen. So prayer is one of the things that Jesus himself, he did. He dedicated his time to prayer. That's why we that choose to follow Jesus, we should also dedicate time to pray. Amen. Here's some evidence of Jesus praying. We said that we're called to be like Christ, right? We have the desire to be like Christ. So I want to share some evidence of Christ praying. So that way we know that this is the real deal. Praise the Lord. It's not just some Haitian guy making it up. This is the real deal that Christ himself, he wants us to pray and be like him. So let's go to Luke 3:21. Luke 3:21 says, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. I know we remember this passage. And he was what? Praying, and heaven was open. Praise the Lord. Now let's go for some more additional evidence of the life of Jesus and his commitment to prayer. Let's go to Luke 5 from verse 15 to 16, NIV. It says, yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew, where? To a lonely place, and did what? And prayed. Jesus knew his assignment. He came to do the will of the Father that sent him. He knew that he needed to fellowship with the Father. He knew that he needed to be connected to the source. He knew that he needed to be plugged in all the time. Praise the Lord. That's why he gave himself, you know, and committed to prayer. Now let's go to Luke 22, verse 39 to 44. And it says, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptations. He withdrew about a stone throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed. In verse 42, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. And in verse 43, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like a drop of blood falling from to the ground. Amen. You see, now we have plenty of evidence that Jesus himself, the one that we model our life after, our Savior, that he dedicated himself to prayer. Amen. And he prayed constantly. Therefore, we too, as followers of Christ, we should pray. Because as we've already discussed, there are great benefits to prayer. Amen. Amen. And I want us to understand that prayer is not for God. Prayer is for us. Praise the Lord. Prayer is not for who? It's not for God, but it's for us. God is already God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we said earlier that we pray to communicate with God. We pray to worship him. We pray to be counseled by him. And we pray to listen to him. And also, this is the one that he gave me. It says, we pray to establish our priesthood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We pray to do what? To establish our priesthood. We pray to build faith. And we pray to enjoy the benefit of the covenant that God has with us. Praise the Lord. Because we are his church. Praise the Lord. we establish what? Our priesthood. How will people know that prayer works except that we pray and then for them to see the evidence of prayer? Praise the Lord. That's how you establish a priesthood. You remember Elisha, right? When, you know, his servant came running to him, like terrified about the army, right? The army that came to attack him. And Elijah, he was resting. And what did Elijah say? He says, Lord, open what? Open his eyes so he can see. Right there, he established his priesthood. He says, like, I know the power that is with me. Lord, open his eyes so he can see the power that is with us. And then when the Lord opened his eyes, what did they see? I mean, the host of heaven there standing. Praise the Lord. So Elisha, in that situation, he established his priesthood. So you too can establish your priesthood to prayer. Why? When you pray over for your family, when you intercede, that's what we do in the prayer ministry. We establish our priesthood. We pray and intercede, you know, for people. We pray all types of prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now let's go to Isaiah 61:6. It says, but ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see? You shall be what? Named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can only do that through prayer. Praise the Lord. As you establish your priesthood based on your faith that is back with the word of God. Amen. And also Isaiah 18:8, what does it say? It says that we are for signs and what? And wonders. That's how you establish your priesthood, through the word of God and by believing the word of God. Amen. Amen. What was the sign that the servant saw? The host of heaven standing with Elijah. Praise the Lord. That was a sign. And that was marvelous in his sight. It is the Lord doing. It is marvelous in my sight. This is the Lord's doing. Glory to his name. God can do marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Jesus does marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as a body and as a ministry, these are the types of prayer that we pray. I know Pastor, you know, taught us on prayer and the different types of prayer, but I want to quickly brush through this. And there are different types of prayer that we can pray. We pray prayer of invocation, to invoke in the name of God. Like my wife prayed when, you know, in the beginning of the service, to thank God for his presence. Praise the Lord. We invite God's presence. You know, we say it where two or three are gathered, that God is in our midst. Praise the Lord. And also there is prayers of intercession. That's when we pray for and intercede for our brethren, right? Those may not be able to pray. And also those that may be going through something. That's what we do as part of the prayer ministry. And we also pray prayer of supplication. And Daniel prayed this prayer. I didn't share notes with Paul. When he was reading Daniel, I was very excited. So Daniel 9:17-18 says, this is a prayer that Daniel prayed. It says, now, our God, hear the prayers and petition of your servant for your sake, Lord. Look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is because of his mercy that we're not what? Consumed. Hallelujah. And also you can pray a prayer of authority. And let's go to John 11, verse 42-44. It says, I knew you always hear me. Remember the story of Lazarus, right? We know the story of Lazarus. And Jesus, this is Jesus really flexing his spiritual muscle. He says, I knew you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here. That was Jesus establishing his priesthood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He says, Lord, I know you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Glory. This is part of the signs and wonder. Praise the Lord. And then when he had said this, Jesus called aloud in a loud voice and said, what did he say? Just like Jesus did, we can do too, praise the Lord. Over any dead things in our life. Over any dead thing that we want to bring back to life, we can say, rise, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because we share in that same power. And then in verse 44 says, the dead man came out, and his hand and feet was wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said then, take off the grave cloths and let him go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You see, the Lord gave me something. He gave me a depiction of what happens, you know, in prayer. And I shared this in our prayer ministry meeting every Tuesday. I said, like, the depiction that he gave me, it's like when we go to God and pray, a prayer of faith, what does he do? It's like he hands you back a spiritual contract that you can take to whatever that situation is and override it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you override a contract, that means whatever existing contract that was there is no longer valid. Praise the Lord. That's what prayer does. That's what happened in the supernatural. He gives you a contract that overrides anything that was said previously. Praise the Lord. Because his word is more powerful than any evil report you could possibly receive. Praise the Lord. Amen. In addition to prayers, we have prayer of thanksgiving. When we say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, right? Bless his holy name. That's a prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. And also, additionally, we do pray a prayer of faith. And we can read in James 5, 13 to 16. Now, this verse really speaks to what we experienced the last few Sundays. Praise the Lord. Talking about healing. The Living Word Conference. It says, is anyone sick among you? Is anyone among you suffering? He must do what? Pray. Is anyone joyful? He is to sing what? Praises to God. Is anyone among you sick? He must call for the elders, spiritual leaders of the church, and they are to do what? Pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. This is exactly what we did. And the prayer of faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sin to one another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and what? Restored. So we fulfill scripture. So the heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, believer, can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is a dynamic and can have tremendous power. You see in this version, whenever you see the description talking about how dynamic something is, it's just they're running out of word to describe the power of God. Praise the Lord. They have to use a word that makes you realize how true it is. It's dynamic. It's supernatural. It exceeds like what the mind can conceive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. In additional prayers, there are prayers of worship, adoration, and also prayer of consecration. And then lastly, there's praying in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Say it with me. Say praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Man, there's nothing as effective as praying in the Spirit. This is truly a gift. Not only do we have prayer, we pray and understand, but we pray in the Spirit. It's so rich. It's so rich. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says, and this is, you know, to give context into praying in the Spirit. It says, the one who speaks in tongue edifies himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church, promotes growth in spiritual wisdom, devotion, holiness, and joy. I'm reading the Amplified Version. So this is what praying in the Spirit does. When it says, when you talk about edifice, that word in Latin, it means building, like something strong. But you see in this verse, as it's explained, it says that it promotes what? Spiritual growth. Praise the Lord. It's like you becoming like a rock. Amen. You see, these are the types of prayers that we pray, you know, in the prayer ministry, you know, on Tuesdays. And as instructed by the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And I want to share this. I really believe that it's really hard to be available to God unless you pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do we agree? Yeah. It's really hard to be available to God unless you dedicate your time to pray. And because oftentimes when we're struggling, you know, in certain areas, you know, of our life, it's because light is not shining there. Praise the Lord. And when you go to God, he teaches you, he counsels you, then he begins to shine light in that area. Praise the Lord. And hopefully you get to hear, you know, a testimony by, you know, Pastor Victor. But, you know, God, when you go into his presence, he shines light into those areas. Praise the Lord. Where you may be ignorant about something, he shines lights there. Amen. And that's why, you know, it says that in, you know, Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou has rejected what? Knowledge. If you're not making time to pray, you're not reading the word, you're not going to God's presence to be counseled, you're rejecting knowledge, praise the Lord. You're rejecting what? He says, then I will also reject thee, thou shalt not be no priest to me. See the word priest being repeated again. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Failure to pray is a rejection of knowledge, praise the Lord. Because as we've been speaking, we've seen the evidence of prayer. Amen. And one of the prayers that we should all pray is that God continue to reveal his truth unto us. Praise the Lord. Because in John 8:32 it says, and you shall know the truth. And what does the truth does? It sets you free. If you go to God because you need help, and he helps you, he gives you a strategy, he gives you a way out, what do? You begin to worship and shout. Excitement overtakes you. Joy overtakes your heart because you have a way out. Praise the Lord. We don't have to remain in our struggle. We have an advocate. Praise the Lord. Amen. But, and also, you know, I'll read the Psalm 119, verse 130, which speaks to, you know, how important it is to read the word. Psalm 119, verse 130 says, the entrance of your word, what does it give? Light. It gives understanding to the simple. Praise the Lord. That's why we need to read the word of God, because it enhances our ability to pray, and also it increases our likelihood to pray. Praise the Lord. The word of God, it enhances our ability to pray, but also increases, you know, our likelihood to pray. Amen. Now, the question that I have is that why, you know, do we struggle to pray? Pastor said something, you know, I believe it was during the Living Word Conference, and we were talking about how we've really forgotten that this revelation is no longer there concerning healing, right? But especially now, we can say the same thing for prayer. It's like maybe we've forgotten the power and the benefit, you know, in how rich prayer is. There are things that we may not be sure about. It's because we don't know the realities. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's because maybe there's something that has not been revealed to you. Something happened where we traded, you know, like the truth for lies. And when that happened, it diminishes God's power. Like paying people to pray for you? For real? I mean, yeah, I don't get that. I mean, like, it takes away from God's power. Praise the Lord. And we should be grateful that we're in a church that really calls us to be, you know, like, instead of the people that just eat the fish, but then so calls us to be fishermen. Praise the Lord. That we can stand tall, that we can build our faith, we can pray. That way we don't have to, you know, just fall into the whole notion of hiring some, you know, prayer contractor, doing all these matter of stuff that people do. And that brings no result. Praise the Lord. Let me pivot a little bit. You remember that David wanted to build a temple for God, right? Okay. says, but God said to David, you're a man of war, you will not be in my temple. But in 1 Chronicles 28, from verse 3, but God said to me, you are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and shed blood. Praise the Lord. But now let's go to that verse 6. Who did he say was going to build a temple for him? Solomon. He says to me, Solomon, your son is the one who will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Let me share something that God opened my eyes to. You see that temple that David, you know, was building? He was building it for the presence of God, praise the Lord. That was a physical temple. And that was in the Old Testament. That was something that was designed as evidence that God was with them, praise the Lord. Because in that temple, there were things that showed God's presence, like the Ark of the Covenant, right? Do we agree? Okay. But now, we also know that the Bible described the Old Testament and the law as the shadow of what? Of things to what? To come, praise the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Chronicles 7:15-18. And I'm reading the Message version. And let's see what it says. It says, God appeared to Solomon that very night and said, I what? Suppose he didn't go. What did he say? I accept your prayers. Praise the Lord. It said, yes, I have chosen this place as what? As a temple for sacrifice, a house of what? Which means a house of prayer. Praise the Lord. And he says, if I ever shut off, read with me, if I ever shut off the supplying of rain from the skies and order the locusts to eat the crops and send a plague to my people, and my people, my God-defined people, respond by humbling themselves, praying, seeking my presence, and turning their backs on their wicked lives, I will be what? Ready for you. I will listen from where? Heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land to health. It says, from now on, what happens? I'm on alert, so you have to pray. God is always on alert. That's why I'm encouraged us to pray. That's why I said I'm inviting you into this lifestyle of prayer, because God is on alert. Praise the Lord. It says, I'm on alert when? Day and night to the prayers offered at this place. Praise the Lord. Believe me, I have chosen and sanctified this temple that you have built. My name is what? Stamped on it forever. My eyes are on it and my heart in it always. As for you, if you live in my presence, as your father David lived, pure in heart and action, living the life I've set out for you, attentively obedient to my guidance and judgment, then I'll back your kingly rule over Israel. Praise the Lord. That's called provision. Praise the Lord. Make it a what? A sure thing, a sure foundation. Praise the Lord. The same covenant guarantee I gave to David, your father, I'm giving it to you. Namely, you can count on always having a descendant on Israel's throne. Praise the Lord. This is God's promise. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to verse 19. That's when we really get to see the evidence of prayer. Verse 19, let's see what it says in that same text. It says, all of this, do we have it up? No? I'll read for you. It says, all of this David said, this is David speaking. He says, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me, and he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. Praise the Lord. How does that happen unless you fellowship? How do you know God's plan unless you spend time with him? Praise the Lord. He says, I wrote it down. It's not like he no, he went in, sat down, fellowship, spent time with God, and then he had the ability to write the very thing that God said. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what happens when we go into his presence. Now, the question is, suppose David did not fellowship with God, how will he know God's plan? Secrets are shared in fellowship. Praise the Lord. I didn't give you this verse, but Psalm 25, verse 14, it says that God himself, he confides in people. That's what the word says. It says he confides in his people. Those that are close to him, he confides in them. So God was confiding, what? In David. Praise the Lord. But we said that the temple that Solomon built was like the physical temple, praise the Lord. It was a shadow of things to come. But the question I have for you today, who is the new temple? Who is the new temple? Who is the new temple? Praise the Lord. Amen. And where is the new temple? Praise the Lord. So it's you and I. We are the new temple, praise the Lord. That temple in the Old Testament was synonymous to what? A place of prayer and worship. But who are we now today? We are a house of prayer, praise the Lord. We are what? A house of prayer, praise the Lord. Amen. Because Jesus lives in us. The Old Testament, we saw that the Ark of the Covenant was there, all these things that was there. It signified the presence of God, right? But now in the new covenant, who is now the temple? Us. Christ living in us. Then we are a house of worship, praise the Lord. Praise shall continually be what? In our mouth, praise the Lord. Amen. And in this temple, what do we do? We praise God, praise the Lord. We praise God, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3:16 and see what it says. This is Paul talking again. It says, do you not know and understand that you, the church, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells, how? Permanently in you. How? Collectively in the, that's why when we do corporate prayer, it's so critical. It's our spirit meshing together, worshiping God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, listen, when God opened my mind to this thing, I was so excited. Because a temple is synonymous to prayer. Praise the Lord. So, don't look at prayer as something that's foreign. No, it's something that's in you. Praise the Lord. If Jesus, you know, took away the old temple, now made you the new temple, then why are you struggling to worship? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's because of lack of knowledge. Now today that you've heard the truth, you know that you yourself, you are a house of prayer. Then the only thing next for you to do is what? Worship. Praise the Lord. Praying at all times. That's why the title is praying without ceasing. Praise the Lord. Because if you're not praying, then something is not right. There's a disconnect. That's why we must put on the new man. Praise the Lord. And live the realities of that new man. Amen. And this is what one thing that God pointed me to. If you are a soldier of, you know, of God's army, raise your hand. There's only a few people. So you're not a soldier. You guys are not soldiers? No? Okay. So, but this is what God opened my eyes to. He says that, what soldier does not report to base? Praise the Lord. He says what? What soldier does not what? Report to base. Prayer is like reporting to base. It's like going into the presence of God. What happened when a soldier goes back to base? Training, more guidance, right? They build themselves up, and then they get ready for what? For war, for battles. Prayer is like reporting to base. Because the minute a soldier does not report to base, that soldier is considered rogue. In the same level of power that they once have, they don't have anymore. Praise the Lord. So what will we do? We'll report where? To base, praise the Lord. Say, I will report to base. Yeah, you'll go into God's presence, praise the Lord. Amen. He says, in my presence, there's freedom. In my presence, there's liberty. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, in 2 Timothy 2:4 says, soldiers don't get tied up in affairs of civilian life. For when they cannot please, officers will enlist them, and athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules. Praise the Lord. So prayer is doing the will of God. God wants us to pray. God said, cast your burden upon me because I care. I want to share two quick testimonies. I'm running out of time. I remember like one time I came here, you know, we were praying and everything. I think like, I think Ada was getting ready to give birth to her second child. And all of a sudden, like we were praying And the Lord told me to just go pray for her. And I went to go pray for her. I said, well, you know, congratulations. When is the baby coming? She was like, well, the baby was supposed to be here already. I said, okay. So can I pray for you? She said, yes. And I prayed for her. And I was prompted as I was praying to pray for her. Praise the Lord. And I did that. And that same night, the baby came. Praise the Lord. I'll share another story. We're at youth retreat and, you know, people were sharing testimonies. And I recall UC gave her testimony. She was sharing her testimony of how God, you know, changed her life. UC Aurora. And the minute she walked off that stage, you know, the Lord prompted me to pray for her. And I prayed for her and I said, congratulations. God will bless you, God will promote you in your job. And a month later, right, you see, she's here. But she, what happened? She got promoted. These are the things that happen when you build a relationship with God, praise the Lord. It's not because, you know, I'm better or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. Making yourself available for God to do his work, praise the Lord. And he does that through prayer. Because prayer is powerful. Prayer reverses situation. And it changes the course of things. It shifts and rearranges destinies. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I have this. This is my own personal conspiracy theory. If I'm standing here today, I know that our late sister, you know, Ife Onyani, had something to do with it. Because when Ife Onyani, the daughter, and Mike Amegashi, my brother, came to my school, I was so comfortable in my life. I was very comfortable. And it's not until her celebration of life that I realized, I'm like, man, God really used this lady to set me up. Because I'm like, I know she prayed over her children because that was the testimony that I was given, that she would pray over her children and send them out. And then I came to this conclusion. I said, Lord, I think that she prayed over her children and then they went out and then that's how they got me to be here. Because I had no desire of coming to church that day, but they came to my school in Jersey City, New Jersey City University, and grabbed me. And ever since that, you know, just the rest is history. So, and that strategy is a strategy we can all use. Praise the Lord. So, I wrote a few things down to encourage us as I was, writing what the Lord has placed in my heart. He says, don't worry about your job and your boss. Pray. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about challenges. Pray. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about your children, where they are, things are not aligning. What should we do? Pray. You see, when you face marital challenges, what should you do? Pray. Don't hold people in your heart. Let them go. What should we do? Pray. You see, don't worry about sickness and diseases. What should we do? Pray. Don't agree with evil report. What should we do? Pray. When people say you will never amount to anything, don't listen to them. What should you do? Pray. It's from my mouth to God's ears. Praise the Lord. It's from what? From my mouth to where? To God's ears. Let me share, you know, one final testimony. My wife was, we applied for her to do, you know, a program for school. And when we got a letter, I remember mailing the application. We got a letter saying, well, it's a conditional acceptance. That was an insult, praise the Lord. That was an insult. Conditional what? Acceptance. And then we were in the car leaving the house, and my wife was talking to me. I said, babe, I said, let's pray, praise the Lord. Let us what? Pray. I opened my mouth and I began to pray. I said, Lord, we thank you. The heart of a king is in your hands. There's nothing you cannot do. By your power, you can overturn. I say, favor is our portion in all situation. Lord, we commit this thing unto you. That's the only school we apply to. It's already late. The deadline is late. Do what only you can do to the glory of your name. Amen. 3 days later, a letter came. We didn't even know. See, that's what happened when you're at rest. You're busy going about your business. Praise the Lord. That thing is gone, forgotten. I said, babe, what's going on? Did you? And then she opened her email, said, yeah, they have accepted me. To God, what? Be the glory. That's why we pray. Let me tell you something. Pray. Pray. With every fiber of your being, pray. Honor God. Praise the Lord. Challenge him. Say, Lord, that's what the early church did. They prayed. They said, Lord, you said that you are this. You said that you are that. You delivered this person. You delivered that person. You split the Red Sea. Lord, today you will split my Red Sea. Praise the Lord. He said, Lord, today you open this door for me. Who is like unto thee? Oh, oh Lord. Who is like unto thee? Oh, oh Lord. Among the God who is like thee. Glorious in holiness. Fearful in praises. Oh, do we wonders. Hallelujah. Can I have two more minutes, please? Okay. I'll share this testimony here. I remember I worked in Sunday school with Uncle Okeke, Bro Steve Aruna, and Uncle Nibidum. I remember one time I came to church. I was late. And Bro Okeke called me to the side. He says, you're late. I said, you're right, Uncle, I'm late. He says, but this is not acceptable. Would you do that at your job? I said, no. He says, so do better. That was it. And I remember I got home. I was feeling down. And I went to my wife. I said, man, I feel like I got scolded today or whatever. And then my wife said, babe, he's helping you out. He's helping you what? Out. And then, you know, later on that day, I was like, okay, well, you know what? God, you know, you're right. My wife is right. I need to be right. He says, well, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. He's like, are you okay? I said, yes, I'm okay. He said, if you're okay, pray for him. And I pray for him. And I'm telling you, the Lord is my witness. I have not stopped praying for this man. He told me to pray. I continually pray, always praying for Uncle Okeke. Always, always. And it was not until I, you know, had interview for the job that I've been doing here for the last 3 years. I've been working for a company, and it was probably like 6-7 rounds of interviews. And I remember, like, before I went to the interview, I said, Lord, fill my mouth with the things to say, so that way I can say the right things. And I prayed that prayer. The things that I was telling these people, this is what all the executive vice presidents were discussing in their meetings. They were so in awe. I remember I shared this testimony, I sent it to you, and you shared it with the church about how God can fill your mouth to say the right things. And that's when God opened my eyes. He said, you remember that time when I told you to pray for Uncle Okeke? He's like, aren't you reaping the benefit of it now today? That's why I'm blessing you with this job, praise the Lord. And I knew it in my spirit. Why? Because that advice never left me, praise the Lord. It never left me. In fact, it gave me boldness to choose excellence. Praise the Lord. But that's what God can do when you pray. Praise the Lord. I could have said, man, I'm too tired. I'm mad. He didn't have to talk to me. Who is he to talk to me? You know, I'm Haitian. He's Nigerian. All that stuff. Completely irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. Praise the Lord. Because we can't use our own, like, you know, like human intellect to grasp the things of God, praise the Lord. We need to let our spirit man be active so that we can understand spiritual realities, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So do we agree that we'll pray now? That praying is not hard. It's a never-ending conversation with our Savior. And also the fact that we are the temple of the living God, then we should pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.